Good afternoon and welcome. You are listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com, the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Thoroughly Confusing Thursday. Don't that make sense? It's also the 25th day of January, 2018. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 31 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and it's looking for a high of 33 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And it's snowing, it's nasty, it's ugly, it's winter, blah, blah, blah. That being said, let's see what's on the itinerary for today. Well, first off, we got some audio we're going to play in reference to what we were talking about yesterday with the communists, the International Women's Communist call. Hang on a second. That's why I ain't hearing nothing. Okay, we got to hold our call-in line ain't up. We got to get it up. One second, please.
This service is provided by FreeConferencing.com.
There is one other participant in this conference. This conference is being recorded. Please announce yourself.
I'm Henry. All that being said, I was we were just before break here. That Dr. Nassar there in Michigan. The guy's a piece of shit. But we talked about the fact that this international communist movement with the women is replacing the Black Lives Matters movement because it was unsuccessful, and this is their next push for communism in the United States. And we're going to get into that as soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Take your brain. It's time to go.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, like we were saying before we went to break there, you know this, when the Black Lives Matter thing fizzled, I mean, it was called for what it was, and a lot of black people, black American nationals, just, you know, said, you're a handful of goddamn communists. We're not going to call you nothing but the communist you are, and this is how this needs to be treated with this women's communist movement, because that's what it is. Women don't need no special rights. If our Bill of Rights was being enforced and we had our common law, women would be as safe as they could possibly be anywhere on this goddamn planet. And that's the truth. And it's up to the women here to, you know, to hit back with this. Let them know that when you're at your communist ass gets pitched over on that deportation barge, it's going to be a woman that kicks your ass over in there to let you know that it has nothing to do with sex, like it has nothing to do with race. at any rate, we watched it. You know, these all these Congress members, that Al Franken, and there's two or three of them, remember, that they had to step down and resign because just a herd of women came in and made a bunch of allegations. And the thing is, to try to get that, you know, into the American psyche, just like the shit yesterday with this judge on the television. I mean, people clapping in this, what's supposed to be a court. And I mean, these parade, I did say 162, and that was wrong yesterday. I was looking at the years they gave the guy, 175 years, but it was 150 people that were paraded and only seven of those were actual victims that had been, you know, in the court and had been able to, the fellow was able to cross-examine him, I suppose, probably not. I mean, the kangaroo courts, he took a plea deal, so there was really no process at all. But the 150 that came through, and it just, you know, this is what they're pushing for. They, if they have a problem with somebody, you know, they just get a you know, a 100 women, what the hell? And just come in and say, oh, yeah, somewhere 20, 40 years ago, yeah, that son of a bitch touched me. And just, you know, just a smear campaign that actually is having real legal consequences in the end. And they would like to have that just with accusation that these women, they don't, these commie whores don't like what you're doing. So a bunch of them get together and just say he's a sexist or, you know, just same as the racist bullshit. Under the Bill of Rights, we're all safe, and a woman has, she'll have more power than she could ever have under any goddamn communism as an individual. And so, I mean, this is what I was talking about. We heard this yesterday evening, and Laura, she spent some time finding it and getting it cut out. But here's what I'm talking about when I was talking about that trial yesterday.
I want you to listen, though, to the empowerment that came from this hearing from victim Bailey Lawrenson.
Having my attorneys as women and having the judge as women and this whole movement being about women has just been the most empowering thing that, as a woman, I could have ever asked to be a part of in my life.
So there you have it. This isn't to do with, you know, a trial or crime or punishment. This is a woman's movement. And they're all goddamn communists, full-blown communists. They want the DACA. They want a communist system in this goddamn country. They want rid of that Bill of Rights because it doesn't allow no special class to have any kind of power over anybody. No collective. At any rate, we had to throw that in there today. That being said, we can go to the first article. 100 Jews arrested in U.S. Senate after illegal demonstration in favor of third world invasion of America. And there's a couple of things I don't like about this article, but the fact that this occurred, I mean, it speaks volumes. They're on the move. The communists are on the move. They're making a push. Like I said, the last push, they were planning on some real violence and stuff, and people just stepped up and said, bring it on. We're not going to go for this divided into two camps, but you communists want to come up and try to get pushy, well, put your ass down right now. And now they think they're going to do it with women because we'll see how aggressive these women. But see, their aggression is going to be in a different form. It isn't going to be trying to beat your ass on the streets. It's going to be, you know, 15 women bringing you in front of a woman judge to crucify your ass because you're a man. And this is to get, you know, to separate the people. And they figure it this way. You know, there's in the population, there's more women than there are men. So they figure their communist little strategy here will be just by numbers. Well, I'm sorry, but your communist women do not outnumber the American nationalist women. They're just a small, tiny little minority. And everybody knows that you can show, you know, I don't care if you got a million of them together. That's only a million. In 320 million, half of those being what? Okay, so 320, half of that be about 160 million. So you're going to get a couple of million. You say that's all the women, and they're just going to come up and do this. Well, try it. You think that if you want to come up and war against us, that you're gonna step up like men, like warriors, and then when we come to beat your asses down, you're going to cry, woman? And this is really, I mean, this is their strategy. I see it. And these goddamn bastards right here, right behind it, too. This is from New Observer. It was sent in by Katie for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. Katie will kick your ass. Police in Washington, D.C. arrested at least 100 Jews, including rabbis, member of the Anti-Defamation League, Bend the Ark, Torah, and other Jewish groups after they took part in an illegal demonstration and occupation of public space in a Senate office building demanding legislation to enable the nationwide the non-white invasion of America to Canadian. Here, you know, here they are playing into this frickin' race shit. You know, the American nationals are of the American race. We come in all pigments of skin, and we don't look at the color of each other's skin. We look at the Bill of Rights, and I want it for you, brother, and you want it for me because, man, that is freedom. That is true freedom and liberty. And I'll die for it for you to have it because you're going to have to die for me to have it because there's always going to be some minority sons of bitches like this or some international sons of bitches or like these bitches that are going to come along and they want it. They want to control. They don't have what it would take to whip us. They're going to try and use, you know, sleight of hand and fraud and just any sleazy technique that can be applied to try to sleaze their way in and just get you to, well, you know, I don't want to say anything against these women. Well, you're walking around, you men that are with them, walking around with pussies on your head. That's what you are. And you bitches out there, you don't press me one goddamn bit. I hope it's an army of bitches that come after me. You'll be easy to take care of. But again, here it is, a non-white invasion, and it is, you know, there's white, I don't know, we're getting people in here from Russia, we're getting people from a lot of goddamn shithole places that are, you know, just like those Tamarez brothers, you know, they showed that, you know, we find out that they've been in here from Bosnia, all over the world, it's an invasion, and I mean, because the world is mostly of color, if they're doing a straight out invasion, there are going to be a lot more people of color, that are in these third world shitholes that they're bringing here to make a third world shithole out of this. But we can't let them bait us into a goddamn race thing. No more than we can a gender thing. According to a report in the Times of Israel, the Jews set in, concentric circles on Wednesday in the rotunda of the Russell Senate office building until they were removed by police. They sang protest songs in Hebrew and English. The Israeli newspaper said that the Jews demanded the passage of a bill that would protect the so-called dreamers. Now here you have it. Everyone, because we'll go on this a little bit. U.S. President Donald Trump removed executive orders put in place by his predecessor Barack Obama to protect the so-called dreamers, who numbered just under 1 million from deportation. No, he didn't. He put an extension on that. There was never no intent to deport one of these son of a bitches out here, and there still is no intent. It ain't gonna happen until we make it happen. The Jews were supported by several Jews in the Senate and House. Here you are, foreign agents. I mean, these son of a bitches, dual citizens operating in your goddamn government. Nowhere in the world is this allowed. It just don't happen. And it's just only those Jewish Americans, not Irish Americans, not Scottish Americans, not African Americans, not, you know, this dual, they're carrying a dual passport. They're citizens of two countries. And here these son of a bitches are. They should be registered as foreign agents. Right now, they should be arrested for espionage because this is an act of espionage against the people of the United States. These son of a bitches do not represent the American nationals of this country who own it. And they should be arrested, not for the protesting, but for espionage against our people. The Jews were supported by several Jews in the Senate and House, including Bernie Sanders, and they have Independent Vermont. No, he's a goddamn socialist. That's what he has on his card. A communist who posted film of the protest in his Facebook page, and Representatives Ted Deutch, I guess it is, and Debbie Wasserman Schultz, both Florida Democrats. Deutch posted photos of the protests on his Twitter feed. There's your evidence. They're acting as foreign agents. These people are saying, we represent that group over there. They are not Americans, okay? They are foreigners. I guess we can just dispense of reality if we're going to accept this shit. Why is this not being said at the higher echelons? You think that they don't know this as well as we do? This is a part of the big act. And they're all in on it, man. They're all duplicit. Complicit. Jews give the communist salute in the Senate. Let's see. Well, yeah, okay. Jews give the communist salute in the Senate building during the demonstration. Again, arrest them. That's insurrection. For all of the activities today, this is a matter of principle and a matter of core Jewish identity in America, because this is a Jewish colony, don't you know? And core American identity, bullshit. The reason they have to go through this goddamn huge production is because they've been 10 years trying to shove this shit down our throat, and the people have been going, no, you're not, no, you're not. And I mean, as phony as the vote is, it would be so overwhelming when they went back to their districts that they would have to, you know, they would have to just say to hell with the vote, we're going to dictatorship, or else they would be kicked out of office because it's 86% of the fucking population that says no. You don't want to represent that 86%. For some reason, you want to represent this little, well, it's not a little anymore, this goddamn recolonization force from another, from not just one country, but goddamn countries all over the planet. Jewish core American identity, Barbara Weinstein, the associate director of the Religious Action Center, said in an interview, unregistered foreign agents, period. We shall not be moved. These Jews have nothing to say about Israel's racially based immigration policies, which we discovered about a week ago. They have, you know, 40,000 is all they've got piled onto them, but they're going to go. They're not going to allow their country to be turned into a third world shithole by third worlders. Policies or the fact that their country has not allowed in a single refugee and is busy forcibly deporting 40,000 Africans who invaded the Jewish state. Exactly correct. And it's not hypocrisy. It is goddamn, it is, like I said, it's espionage. It is sedition against our people. These son of a bitches should be, today they should be sitting in a prison cell. Never to ever pretend that they represent our people again. They should be tried as foreign, as goddamn spies is what they should be, because they've come in and infiltrated our government and they're trying to force something they wouldn't even force in their own goddamn country. Who do you think they're for here, people? Once again, the hypocrisy, no, not hypocrisy, treason, treachery is blatant. These Jewish groups are all in favor of the third world immigration as long as it is into a majority white nations. I mean, yeah, right, whatever. Let's make it a race issue, because if we go kill each other for race, these son of a bitches can sit back and laugh while we kill each other. Let's don't come together as American nationals and say it don't matter what color our goddamn skin is. If we get that Bill of Rights, we're all free and we're all happy. No, even if you had that, you'd have some sick son of a bitch. Oh, no, it's going to be this. They didn't mean it for anybody with pigment below. They'd have a goddamn piece of litmus paper down on people's skins. Well, no, you don't have no rights. Pathetic. White nations, his hypocrisy, this hypocrisy, you got your own hypocrisy there, buddy. Your own hypocrisy. His hypocrisy is too obvious to be accidental. It must be deliberate, real, all the way around the board, I would say. And here we go. Don't worry. Trump lays out path to citizenship for dreamers. This is from Yahoo News, sent in by Jalapeno. For discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. This is what we told you. Nobody's being deported. I mean, even the fact that we're talking about this 700,000, 3.2 million, 4 million, 12 million. I mean, what about the rest of that 11 million? This game that they're playing, right in front of our, they got to be, well, I don't think Trump's smiling so much. Because it's blatant and it's not being covered up. They don't have their mainstream propaganda machine to sweep the truth under the carpet and keep a haze there as they're sticking the knife in our back. We can still come out on the internet and yell about it. U.S. President Donald Trump said Wednesday he was prepared to back a deal that would provide a pathway to citizenship for so-called dreamers. Now, what was that?
There will be no amnesty. There will be no amnesty. There will be no amnesty. Our message
to the world
will be this. You cannot obtain legal status or become a citizen of the United States by illegally entering our country.
There you have it, people. Back a deal that would provide a pathway to citizenship to so-called dreamers, immigrants over a period of 10 to 12 years. It's going to be a long, that's going to be one of the, well, it's going to take a long time. No, you lied, you son of a bitch. This is not getting ready. I mean, look at the game they're playing. Now they got this. We're going to make a deal, make us pay for the wall that Mexico, remember Mexico was going to pay for that wall. Don't you remember that? Maybe we ought to get a recording of that and play it ad nauseum. So people don't forget that the son of a bitch said Mexico's building the wall and we're deporting every single one of them out of this country. Now it's, oh, the deal's going to be, I'm going to give you your dreamers and you're going to give me the money to give to my Jew boys down there to build this wall that is fucking meaningless. As long as these son of a bitches, I mean, there's the invasion forces here, and they will all be legalized. They ain't putting nobody out of this country. We've shown you that 100 times over. The latest approach by the White House suggests a key development in negotiations over some 700,000 immigrants. Well, it's back to 700,000 today. It was 3.2 million, 4 million, 700,000 immigrants who were brought to the country illegally as children and faced deportation as early as March. They ain't going no goddamn where. There was never any intent. We are going to morph into it. Trump told reporters about the citizenship provision. It's going to happen at some point in the future over a period of 10 to 12 years. They're playing games with his people. In that 10 to 12 years, there'll be another, well, it'll be over. This goes, if we let this shit fly, it's war any way you look at it. There's only one way these bastards are getting out of our country, and that's when we take them out, along with these dirty son of a bitch and treasonous bastards that brought them here. In exchange. No, we're making exchange. I heard one of that goddamn Gutierrez the other day. Oh, we'll give him the wall. We'll give him the, we're gonna, who the fuck are you to give us anything, you foreign piece of shit? You know, that representative out of Chicago. And he, I mean, he's right there. I mean, a foreign goddamn agent. He ain't representing no American national. He represents foreign nationals. We'll give him the wall. Who the, you can't give nothing away in this country, you piece of third world shit. In exchange, Trump said he is seeking $25 billion to build a border wall. Mexico's paying for that wall. Isn't he Trumpy? What did you say, you son of a bitch? Now, I'm going to pay for that wall? You know, we don't need no goddamn wall. What we need is if any person in this country aids those bastards in one tiny way, they get put up against the wall and shot. That means your billionaire buddies don't get slave workforces in my country. If they couldn't get nothing here, they wouldn't be here. We don't need no law. We need our goddamn laws enforced. You know, the last big scam like this, they think that you know, the people who were back there, the Reagan scam, we were all dying on the vine or what might have you. We forgot about it. But people haven't forgot, so that, you know, they keep trying to play this goddamn game. What have they been saying since Reagan as these son of a bitches have been pouring in here? We have to beef up border security, and then we can talk about immigration reform. The same shit. They've been trying to get these bastards legalized for 10 years, and they couldn't move it an inch. But they think the master con man here and his fake hair ass can come in and lay a scam on us, and, oh, just all of a sudden, damn it, they got it done. It was, Washington's working for you again. $25 billion. No, you take that $25 billion and you use it to get these son of a bitches out here, and then you execute a few son of a bitches that are hiring these bastards and letting them into this goddamn country, or the some son of a bitches down at the food stamp office or the HUD office handing them over benefits. You put them up against the wall on public TV and said this shit stops today. That ain't gonna cost no $25 billion to build a border wall that Mexico's going to pay for. I mean, he was talking about taking those remittances. Then you have that goddamn Ron Paul coming up and goes, well, that's the biggest part of their economy. Well, I guess they're sucking their life force out of us then, aren't they? I guess my people do without, you know, live in shitholes and do without food and clothes for their kids and heat in the wintertime so that we can take care of fucking Mexico, you treasonous bastard Ron Paul. Fuck them. They don't like it. They can sit down there and they can get real bitchy about it. And we'll go down there and slaughter their asses and enslave whatever's left. One of the main pledges of his 26th presidential campaign. What were those other pledges? Plus an additional $5 billion in other border security to hand over to his Jew masters. security measures, including electronic surveillance and extra border agents. This problem is not that hard to solve. Not hard at all. You just gotta mean it. U.S. lawmakers have struggled for months to negotiate a compromise over the status of the Dreamers. Yeah, this concentration. Our people are living in squalor, in tents across this country. People who have degrees from college that were had everything taken from them in 08. But the goddamn, what we got to worry about here is these son of a bitches, these third world motherfuckers who have come over our border, eaten out our substance. We've had to educate their children, house them, feed them. That's who counts in this goddamn country. This is who they represent. Foreigners. U.S. lawmakers have struggled for months to negotiate a compromise. There's no compromising. The promise was there would be no compromise, remember? Over the status of the Dreamers, an impasse over the issue, a source of bitter partisan tension in Washington. Gee, no, them son of a bitches all shit through the same hole. They all want the same thing. It's just, how can they get away with it? That's all they're doing. That Trump's sitting there, how can I get away with it? How can I con them? How can I get away with this big, huge, monstrous-ass lie I told? Excuse me. Recently shut down the government for 3 days. Yeah, you won't shut them down over our people having everything taken from them. You these goddamn international banksters, that just like that damn Steve Mnuchin, sitting right in our White House, the head architect of the goddamn 2008 so-called derivatives bubble, international fraud. He's sitting in your White House while your people are in the cold in tents across this country. But the goddamn, what we got to deal with here is what's important to these goddamn billionaires, slave labor. They have told us their contempt for us. Why we keep going on and just enduring it? An impasse over the issue, a source of bitter partisan tension in Washington. No, there's no tension. They're together on it. Make no mistake. This is a production to get what they couldn't get in 10 years. The con man, Trump's going to con us into it. Oh, we got even DACA, but boy, we got border security. We got a whole bunch more laws they ain't going to enforce, just like they didn't enforce the other ones, or else we wouldn't need it. No more goddamn laws or any goddamn border security, if they would enforce the laws, if they would enforce the lie that Reagan told, that he was going to punish anybody that gave him any kind of aid, I mean, put him in jail, we wouldn't be talking about this today, would we? Now, what do you think their intent is? Because I know what their intent is. Recently shut down the government. Tell them not to be concerned. As the March 5th deadline approaches, Trump said of the Dreamers, I know they're not concerned, and they shouldn't be concerned because they ain't going no goddamn where. It's up to the Democrats, but they should not be worried because, hey, I've taken care of it. I ain't gonna let this slave workforce go no goddamn where, billionaire buddies. What you'll notice is everything he tries to praise himself for. If you look at it up close, it's for the billionaires, period. First thing he did, Keystone Pipeline, opened up the Alaskan wilderness. That was for you and me and jobs, don't you know? That big, $3.2 trillion tax break that they got 86% of, that was for you and me and jobs, don't you know? Bringing that, the trillions they've made off our resources with slave labor over in China back onto our shores so they can hand it over to the rest of their complicit, goddamn, what would you have to call them? Their gang, their accomplices here in the United States so that they could repatriate it to pay off the dirty son of a bitches that took our money and shipped our industry over to China. That was for you and me and for jobs, don't you know? In reaching a deal to resume federal operations. Oh, I'm way over the bottom. I'm too mad. we're going to take the bottom of that break. We'll be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Ciao!
Bertram Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button, or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 1240 Pacific Time, and that was Styx with Man in the Wilderness. Anyway, we're, you know, here with it. Don't worry, Trump lays out path to citizenship. And we're down to this, see, in reaching a deal to resume federal operations, the Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell said Congress would aim to negotiate an immigration agreement by February 8th. Man, just you think about the $3.2 trillion just handed over to the filthy rich corporations, and about $1 billion here they're talking about in fences and all this horse shit. That would get all our people off the streets. But this country ain't here for the American national. Make no mistake about it. We're to be taken over to a ditch and get a bullet put through our head because we are the true owners. Although Trump did not provide full details on the pathway to citizenship, his comments are perhaps the most telling sign that a border deal might be within reach, and oh yeah, it will be done. They just came hours after the White House announced it will release a legislative framework for immigration reform on Monday that is said is acceptable to both Democrats and Republicans. Boy, they've come together. Man, God, they hate each other. But they found a way to come together for these fucking foreigners, don't you know? After decades of inaction by Congress and decades of them swarming over our borders and taking what belongs to our people, Congress, it's time we work together to solve this issue once and for all, White House Press Secretary Sarah Saunders, that fat hoe, told journalists. The White House will release a legislative framework on Monday that represents a compromise that members of both parties can support, which is based on dozens of meetings with Republicans and Democrats. Leadership, they're sitting in there scheming. They want a bunch of them wants them for international communism. The other bunch of them wants them for slave labor. And between them, they're going to work it out. Don't make no mistake about that. The plan would fulfill four agreed upon pillars of immigration reform. She added border security, including the all funding, curbing, extending family reduction. I love the way reunification, known as chain migration. See that sneak that snuck that into curbing. That is not ending. Curbing. Because it's going to keep on, they're going to keep coming across people. Make no mistake about it. This is all just another barrage of bullshit that is not going to be enforced. And that curbing, boy, that's an open subject matter word. It's not ending. It's not continuing. It's curbing. Extended family unification known as chain migration, canceling the green card visa lottery, and providing a permanent solution for DACA. Which is that's the prize right there. That's what they've been working at for 10 frickin' years. Once they get that established, man, they can do court cases off that and everything. You ain't gonna see another one of these son of a bitches touch. You won't even be, just like down there in Texas and stuff, you can't even ask them for their driver's license if they're drunk because they are the new colonization force and they gotta know this is their goddamn country. The first three pillars are largely Republican priorities. Go to hell. While at the last, fixing the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program is a cause championed by the Democrats. No, these goddamn internationals, rich son of a bitches, call themselves Republicans. They all shit through the same hole, but they want the, we told you this from the beginning. Donald Trump's one of them. They want the slave labor. He had his Polish employees here, remember, illegal employees for $4 an hour. That's what Donald Trump and company want. Them good old Republicans and the dumbass Democrats. One and the same. DACA, which was instituted by Trump predecessor Barack Obama in 2012, protects the Dreamers from deportation. Trump said in September he was scrapping DACA, throwing the future of those it covered in doubt. But how much doubt are the people that are people that are living in tents right now? How much doubt's in their life? They don't give a shit about tearing families apart. I've told the story about the little boy in the storm drain in Las Vegas, looking at his sibling in his mom's stomach. He's going to be better off somewhere else. And they don't give a shit about them people, do they? Until March, to craft a lasting solution, Democrats unsuccessfully sought to tie a solution to the DACA issue to a stopgap measure to fund the federal government. The Republicans rejected the effort, leading to a shutdown, big play, big production from Saturday to Monday. And when the end, you're going to get screwed in the ass. That's, you might as well get ready for it. Senator Lindsey Graham, that sleazy little pedophile, a Republican point man on the immigration negotiations. Here's what's this Republican? Oh, he just loves them people. Hailed Trump's comments as a major breakthrough. That dirty little treasonous foreign agent son of a bitch should have been hung yesterday. With this strong statement by President Trump, I have never felt better about our chances of finding a solution on immigration. No, you never felt sounder in your invasion, you son of a bitch. Graham said in the statement, Trump's support for a pathway to citizenship will help us get strong border security measures, because that's been the, I mean, like I said, Mitt Romney, you go clear back to every candidate, every election cycle and every candidate, we're strong. I'm for strong borders and then immigration reform after strong borders thing. It's a very good deal for you and me. Trump's support of the pathway to citizenship will help us get strong border security measures as we work to modernize a broken immigration system. The only thing that was ever broken about the immigration system is it was the laws were not being enforced. And every president was up there writing waivers for this bunch of foreign workers to be brought in for this foreign corporation based in the United States, and then a waiver for the next foreign corporation's foreign workers to be brought into the United States. And now they got a big pile of waivers, and they haven't been enforcing the goddamn law. Now we got to codify it with one big badass act of treason. Trump's remarks signified key movement in a debate that appeared to stall Tuesday after Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer withdrew and offered to fund the president's border wall. What is this shit? You guys know that border wall was voted in like in the 90s. It was, I mean, this has all been done. All this shit's been done. It just ain't enforced. And waivers have been written we don't like that part of the law. Let me just get my pencil here. Yeah, that was legislated, but hey, I'm the king, and I am working under war powers. I can just go ahead and, well, yeah, there's your waiver. Come on in. Take what Henry's got. He don't need it. Crying Chuck, crying, this is here, here, this, here's your WFW. Here's some grandstanding. Here's some showboating by Herr Trump. Crying Chuck Schumer fully understands, especially after his humiliating defeat last week in the ring against Donald Trump, that there is no wall. That if there is no wall, there's no DACA. So now that DACA that was going to be gone on the first day, if he'll give us that wall that and pay for that wall that Mexico was supposed to pay for, well, we're going to go ahead and give him DACA. Okay, guys. Give them some legislation to take into their goddamn commie admiralty courts and bring the rest of them in, right? I could just sit here and say, I'm going to be telling you I told you so when this all goes through and they're doing this shit. But of course, you already know it. The people listening to this know exactly what's getting ready to go down. What have they done on two illegal executive orders? You got goddamn court cases and they're writing green cards right now as you and I are you're listening to me speak. They're writing green cards right now off a goddamn executive order. What if they had some real legislation to work with? I guess everybody's coming in and nobody's going nowhere, are they? Shipping them into the internal United States. We covered it the other day. Buying them goddamn plane tickets. I can't afford gas for my goddamn band to go to town and back. But they're buying goddamn plane tickets for these son of a bitches coming right over the border and bringing them right into your neighborhoods. Exactly how a pathway to citizenship will sit with conservative Republican. Oh, please quit playing the stupid ass left right bullshit game with me, will you? We all know what it is, man. God, well, conservative Republican remains unclear. Several have opposed the process as amnesty for undocumented immigrants. Well, of course, that's what it is. That's the plan. And you're going to play, oh, damn it, we didn't want to, but we got it, boy. Can I get someone over here working in my goddamn shop? In a speech to colleagues, Democrat Schumer said it was our moral obligation to protect dreamers. Why? What about our people? Our people, what about our people living in tents and shit across this goddamn country? Who's your obligation with there, Chucky? With those foreign nationals over there? Is that what you said? You foreign agent? You dirty son of a bitch. Moral obligation to protect them. And that the Senate was in the spotlight over crafting a deal by February 8th. You're going to get it done for these goddamn foreigners. You're going to get it done right now. We're going to find some way to hurt you over it. Because this is their goddamn country, not yours. If we don't solve this problem in 14 days, the Republicans are going to have to explain to the Dreamers, these fucking foreigners, what their plan is to prevent them from being deported. Because they represent these foreigners. That's their constituency, is these foreigners. And what's wrong with this picture? Schumer said. Now, back here to our world. To our people. City shutting down life-saving charity because they don't have a permit. This is from Free Thought Project. It was sent in by number one New World Order hater for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. In the land of the free, helping those in need can be considered a criminal act if one does not file the right paperwork. I guarantee you, if this was a goddamn organization down on the border, given aiding and abetting this frickin' invasion, you wouldn't dare speak out against them. Just like you wouldn't dare speak out against a queer or a goddamn transvestite. Because it is the goddamn communist agenda. Can be considered a criminal act if one does not file the right paperwork and pay the right officials for the privilege of being kind and helping to others. As the case below illustrates, even when these acts of charity are saving the lives of children, the heartless state will step in to stop it because this is our people. We're destined to go to a ditch. I mean, it's like feeding an animal. You're going to slaughter in 5 minutes. This is how they look at it. If you haven't paid them. In December, Angela Sira Kerskoskus decided that she wanted to help people during the holiday season, so she began a food pantry. The feedback from the community was overwhelming, as well as the response from those in need. Once the community began coming together, the operation quickly turned from a simple food pantry into something much more. And as Egg Harbor City News notes, by December 18, 2017, her husband Tom had the box built and the pantry was stocked and many in need started benefiting from it. The pantry, located at 350 Boston Avenue, has the saying, "Take a blessing if you need one, leave a blessing if you can." The following day, donations started pouring in. She started the hashtag number one hungrying EHC. On December 21st, 2017, Christmas gifts started being donated. Due to the amount of gifts received, Angela and those who donated were able to give 41 children Christmas that otherwise they would not have received. But Christmas gifts and food were just the beginning. Soon, those in need were able to ask the community for things they desperately needed, and through the Kerskoskus pantry, they would receive them. I am grateful, and I'm telling you, if this had been for these foreign son of a bitches, you wouldn't have dared. No, nobody would have said, no, damn, they'd have been down there helping you. I am grateful and overjoyed, she told. And the thing is, this is our people needing it because everything is being provided to the invasion force at the expense of our people. I am grateful and overjoyed, she told BreakingAC.com last month. There are no words to say it. Other than the birth of my children, I've never felt joy like this. The operation would even get medical supplies into the hands of those unable to pay for them. And the charity continued well past the holiday season and all the way into January. According to Egg Harbor News, on December 31st, 2017, a mom desperate for a nebulizer to give her child medication reached out to Angela. Angela posted what she needed and within hours was able to give that mother a nebulizer that was donated, possibly saving her child's life. And this, you know, this is Americans helping Americans. Ooh, goddamn, this has to be stopped. Her generosity did not stop there. In early January, Angela offered her home as a place to stay warm during some of the coldest weather this area had seen in quite some time, as the city has no warming areas. This was above and beyond what anyone had done to keep citizens warm. On January 16th, A single father approached Angela requesting items that he needed for his home. And by this past Monday, 4 days later, this single dad received everything on his list. Americans helping Americans. Man, this is a goddamn... I'm surprised they didn't have SWAT teams, federal SWAT teams coming in to stop this. This cannot be. However, as the charity grew, so did the state's interest in thwarting the unauthorized acts of humanity. On Wednesday, state agents went to the Kukoski residence to shut it down. According to the report, agents with the Egg Harbor City Code Enforcement showed up at the door, and now she'll have to fight them in City Hall to continue helping the homeless. Kukoski is scheduled to fight her case in Thursday's city council meeting at 7 o'clock p.m., the community is asking for those in the area to show up and show their support. People should show up with their goddamn guns. Guns and ropes is what they should show up with. Hopefully, the show of support will garner media coverage, and the bureaucrats who outlaw helping those in need will be shamed into allowing the pantry to continue. However, as TFTP has reported on numerous occasions, not only does the state fail to show remorse for their inhumane decisions, but will back these inhumane decisions with guns. And that's right. So you better bring your goddamn gun, huh? Because that is what it has come to. Force.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you notice this right here is becoming a trend, isn't it?
It surely is.
It's happening everywhere.
Well, like I said, we're down, man. We're down. Our people are down. But when our people are down, that's when they come to each other's aid and start helping each other. We build ourselves back. And they cannot allow that to happen, Dion.
That's just the bottom line. But these cats want to say they have what? Morality? There's no morality in any politician. I don't care if it's at the state level, local level. There's none in the federal level. You know, they the worst of the worst. But, you know, these cats don't have no morality, man. I mean, you try to tell me I need to go and get a piece of paper, and I got to pay you to get a permit, to get permission from you to help someone. Man, y'all can kiss my ass. That's what you can do.
Well, now, come on now, Dion. Come on now. They love us, dude. They love us.
Yeah, that's love, all right. Yeah,
they want to vaccinate us to protect us. They want to help us.
Yeah, make sure. Yeah, make sure, you know, when you're hungry, you know, we got to make sure that you don't have too much salt that's going in your diet. Yeah, I haven't ate in a freaking week. And you want to talk about me having salt in my diet? You lost your mind, man.
No, the thing is that when we break it down, it says nothing but that they have nothing but goddamn contempt for the people that they're supposed that own the joint.
Yeah, they hate us, man. You know what? And I really looked at this, and a thought came to my mind the other day, man. And I remember you was bringing up something about the Waco and about the Branch Davidians. And you know what I realized, man? I realized that the FBI is a force to collar us and to beat us down, and the CIA does that internationally to other countries.
All of them represent us.
The FBI do that to us. The CIA do it internationally, man. This is out of hand.
This is a standing army of jackbooted thugs that they have built as a barrier between us and them. If it didn't exist,
exactly.
I mean, exactly. That's why this thing they have with this dossier or whatever it is that they're wanting to release that shows that they're trying to kill us, you know, that they have planned our destruction right down to the goddamn bullet in the head, no doubt. And what'd they say the other day? The American people would not understand it. Oh, I bet we wouldn't. We wouldn't understand your reasoning and thinking you're going to kill our population, to kill our people off, to steal what belongs to us, that you're bringing in outside invasion forces and the immigration and refugees, don't you know? Millions of them just coming because we love you people so much, man. We love you so much. These son of a bitches do not represent us. This is the whole idea here, people. Don't you see it? The contract, when I tell you that contract is breached out of existence, you have an occupying force, period. To pretend that these sons of bitches represent us is retarded. It's goofy. I mean, every day you see the goddamn proof positive. They don't represent you. They represent taking your shit to give somebody else. Period. We're at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, man, I mean, you women. you push back against these goddamn, this communist movement, because they're trying to do it in your name now. And that is the word from the trenches. Stay tuned for Hammering the New World Order with my brother Spike Timmons coming up next on Indiana Freedom Talk Radio right here on PBFTT. That is the word from the trenches.